This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And what a great day it is for Republicans. I'll tell you why. Because generally the reaction to the Republican convention, which just concluded last night, with a very long and very controversial speech by President Trump. A lot of people think it was the best speech of his career, that it will help him win the election. There are some who believe it's the worst convention speech ever. Yeah, there's a Republican who says it's the worst convention speech ever. And there's a Democrat, lifelong Democrat, who says with that speech, Trump has basically iced the election. He's won it. So who is right in all of this? I'm going to get the impression on the big Trump speech. It lasted 70 minutes, and it was right in front of the White House, and that, of course, was controversial. Everything about Trump is always controversial. We're going to be talking to two of the smartest conservatives I know, longtime Republicans, both of them, and we'll get a response to President Trump's speech. We're going to be speaking with Peter Robinson, who was a speechwriter for President Reagan. He helped to write the Mr. Gorbachev tear down that wall speech. What does he think about the convention in general and Trump's speech in particular? And we'll also be speaking to the one and only George Will, who has recently been extraordinarily harsh on Joe Biden, and saying that Joe Biden's campaign is sunk unless he does a sister soldier moment. We will deal with that as well. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. I actually thought the best speech of the evening last night, it wasn't the whole best speech of the convention, I think the two best speeches of the convention were from Senator Tim Scott on the first night, and then the next night from the Attorney General of Kentucky, Daniel Cameron, one of the young stars in the Republican Party. Nikki Haley was also good. She advanced her career. There were lots of good speeches. There was a brilliant speech last night, which I hope more people will hear, by Pat Lynch, who was head of the Patrolman's Benevolent Association in New York City, who talked about this issue of cops, which if there is one single issue that could turn this whole election around and not only allow President Trump to win re-election, but equally importantly allow the Republicans to maintain control of the United States Senate. Because if President Trump wins the election but loses the Senate, the second term is going to be very, very rough indeed. The Senate is crucial. And frankly, I think that part of what was laid out, particularly by Daniel Cameron, this 34-year-old attorney general in Kentucky, that's the path for a Republican future, to maintain the Republican Party as a viable institution. Last night, the best line, I believe, and the best speech was not the one given by, it was the one given by the other Trump who spoke last night. Now, every Trump imaginable, Peggy Noonan said in her column, which is going to appear tomorrow, she said that every member of the Trump candidate who doesn't despise the president, of the Trump family that doesn't despise the president, got a speaking slot. Barron didn't, but everybody else did. And most were good. Kimberly Guilfoyle, not so much. But last night, Ivanka Trump was outstanding. It was a model speech. It wasn't too long. It she came across as a warm and decent and fine human being, not like a little bit like a robot as she did in her convention speech 4 years ago. This was a great speech. And she had one great line that I think is going to define the entire election. This was Ivanka Trump speaking in front of the White House, introducing her dad. Listen.
Washington has not changed Donald Trump. Donald Trump has changed Washington.
I think that's a brilliant line because it's true. There are lots of people who had hoped that Washington would change Donald Trump, that he would become more presidential, however you define that. Well, he's the same guy. That's who he is. He hasn't changed. Washington has changed. The question in this election is going to be, has Washington changed for the better? Is it better in Washington today in 2020 than it was, say, in 2016 before President Trump took power? And by the way, I don't want to cop out on that, but I think there are elements that are better. There are also elements that are much worse. And that, it seems to me, is worth discussing. Let me go to part of President Trump's speech. And it really was very effective in terms of hitting on the one area where I think Democrats are most vulnerable and where Republicans are going to win this election, if they do. They're going to win it on this issue. And that will go for the Senate candidates as well. President Trump left no doubt how he feels. He hasn't at any time. He left no doubt about how he feels about anarchists, agitators, and flag burners. Here is the President of the United States.
As I am president, we will defend the absolute right of every American citizen to live in security, dignity, and peace. If the Democrat Party wants to stand with anarchists, agitators, rioters, looters, and flag burners, that is up to them. But I, as your president, will not be a part of it. The Republican Party will remain the voice of the patriotic heroes who keep America safe and salute the American flag.
And this, by the way, the Democrats, or at least people on the left, I don't know if they're Democrats, are stepping into this. I mean, the idea of all of these suspended athletic contests in honor of Jacob Blake, and it's madness. And when President Trump talks about saluting the American flag, yeah, he's talking about saluting the American flag by standing up and putting your hand over your heart, not by kneeling. The whole idea of kneeling and this need and the need to attack America as a land of racism and hate and a nation of systemic injustice and horror, this is not a point I believe that most Americans, I don't believe that most African Americans agree with that. And certainly there were lots and lots of black people at the Republican convention who spoke against that idea. And President Trump raised a contradiction, I think he did it effectively, last night about the Democratic convention that had just concluded. Listen.
At the National Convention, Joe Biden and his party repeatedly assailed America as a land of racial, economic, and social injustice. So tonight I ask you a simple question. How can the Democrat Party ask to lead our country when it spends so much time tearing down our country?
And then these harsh words, which some people think went over the line. But here's the president. We will get to that in just a moment. He talks about the Democrats as if they are absolutely determined to destroy the country. I think that's a tough case to make. It's not a necessary case to make. What is necessary and what does leave the Democrats intensely vulnerable is this idea that they remain silent and tolerant of some of the demonstrators and their excesses. There was more last night in Washington, D.C. for people leaving the President Trump acceptance speech. We'll get to that and much more on the MedVed Show.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to acsh.org today.
This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
At this point in the campaign, I do think that obvious political bias in the direction of the Democrats does not help the Democrats anymore. And once upon a time, you could say, sure, because it adjusts the way people see things. But now, when the bias is so clumsy, as it sometimes is, that plays into Trump's campaign, which it was very clear last night after his speech, he wants to continue running as an outsider. There's a great editorial today in the Wall Street Journal called The Trump Disruption, which we will get to. But let me give you an example of the political bias that I'm talking about. And by the way, if somebody thinks I'm wrong that this is appropriate reporting, this was on the front page of the Seattle Times, and the source was the Associated Press and the Los Angeles Times. And they're reporting on the president's big moment, his second acceptance speech for his nomination as president of the United States. It says, Trump addressed a crowd of more than 1,500 people on the South Lawn of the White House, ignoring ethics rules about using the White House for partisan events and public health guidelines about social distancing and avoiding large gatherings during the novel coronavirus pandemic. With nearly the entire country still partly locked down from the pandemic, images of the crowd offered television viewers a symbol of White House defiance of public health experts. Sound like just impartial reporting there? Actually, I thought the... this image of President Trump doing a political rally in front of the White House, and it was followed, by the way, and I'm surprised that more people haven't commented on this, it was followed not only by a bunch of left-wing demonstrators nearly attacking people. Senator Rand Paul said he might have been killed by some of the demonstrators who are trying to assault him as he was leaving the White House. I mean, this is appalling. But I was also made a little bit uncomfortable by some of the visions of the great fireworks display. It was an amazing fireworks display, but it was fired off the grounds of the Washington Monument. And the big fireworks came up into the sky right behind the Washington Monument, and it said Trump 2020. So it was clearly partisan event. Now, look, as Jeremy Steiner, Pride of Hillsdale College, points out, everything is different this year. Normally, they'd have a fireworks display at the city where they had the convention. This year, they have the convention in Washington. But the Washington Monument, it should be beyond partisanship. The White House should be beyond partisanship. And I don't think this is going to change anybody's vote. I don't think anybody's going to say, oh, my goodness, look, Trump did his big final speech at the White House. I'm not going to vote for him. Not a chance. Not a chance. But I do think that if we ever do have a Democratic president and that president decides to run for re-election by using the White House and the Washington Monument as a prop, we're not going to like it. I will tell you, I was mentioning before that President Trump had some very tough words about his opponents. I mean, very tough words. And here are some of them from his big speech last night about the difference between the two parties. Listen.
So tonight I say to all Americans, this is the most important election in the history of our country. There has never been such a difference between two parties or two individuals in ideology, philosophy, or vision than there is right now. Our opponents believe that America is a depraved nation. We want our sons and daughters to know the truth. America is the greatest and most exceptional nation in the history of the world.
And then he talked about what makes us so exceptional. Listen.
Our country wasn't built by cancel culture, speech codes, and soul-crushing conformity. We are not a nation of timid spirits. We are a nation of fierce, proud, and independent American patriots. We are a nation of pilgrims, pioneers, adventurers, explorers, and trailblazers who refuse to be tied down, held back, or in any way reined in. Americans have steel in their spines, grit in their souls, and fire in their hearts. There is no one like us on earth. I want every child in America to know that you are part of the most exciting and incredible adventure in human history. No matter where your family comes from, no matter your background in America, anyone can rise. With hard work, devotion and drive, you can reach any goal and achieve every ambition.
Okay, I think what he just said is true. I mean, I don't know about the fire in your heart and the steel in your spine and the grit in your soul, but okay. Everything else he said, true. And if people on the left want to disagree with that, you're going to lose the argument because you're wrong. And listen to Joy Reid on MSNBC comparing Trump's speech to what you'd hear from a crackpot, tin horn dictator. Listen.
As I'm watching this, I'm thinking, you know, Fidel Castro, Julius Caesar, Mobutu Sese Seko. That was not an American president giving an acceptance speech. That was a monarch. It was very much like what Castro used to do, an hour and 10 minutes that clocked in of just, you know, it wasn't a usual Trump speech with his ad libs and sort of the humor kind of thrown into it. He said, the fact is I'm here and they're not. He made the White House into the Trump Palace. If democracy in America ever falls and we become a complete autocracy with a decrepit leader and his corrupt family moving their trunks into the White House and never leaving, if we become the old DRC, you know, or we become what Brazil is now, if we just fall as a democracy,
talking about East Germany.
Tonight is what it will look like. This is what it will look like to have a decrepit, corrupt monarch. This was a crime.
So tell us how you really felt. You loved the speech, did you, Joy? Well, there's another Democrat. And seriously, and he's a Democrat. I had him on the show last week. Actually, this week. Doug Schoen, who worked with the Clintons, and he still sees himself as a Democrat. He's alienated from some of the left-wing directions of the current Democratic Party. But Doug Schoen says President Trump delivered one of the best speeches of his political career last night as he accepted the Republican National Convention's nomination for a second term, boosting his chances for re-election. We'll get to Doug Schoen's take and then the take by a Republican who was much more negative. The speech? That's controversial. Everything about Trump is. We will get to that coming up on the MedVet Show.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A rally in Washington, D.C. is going on for equality and justice. Martin Luther King III says his father's dream has not been fulfilled.
Today we commemorate the March on Washington to jobs and freedom in 1963, where my father declared his dream. But we must never forget the American nightmare of racist violence
Kentucky Senator Rand Paul believes he would have been killed by a mob waiting outside the White House if it weren't for police. The senator saying the mob attempted to push through the police in order to get to him and his wife. Paul also says they were chanting "Say Her Name" in reference to Breonna Taylor.
But I'm actually the author of the Breonna Taylor law to end no-knock raids. So the irony is lost on these idiots that they're trying to kill the person who's actually trying to get rid of no-knock raids.
This is USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
And that Doug Schoen, who is a former pollster political advisor for many years for both Bill and Hillary Clinton, who has turned in a more centrist direction. He is now a contributor to Fox News. But he published a piece this morning that says that President Trump delivered one of the best speeches of his political career Thursday night as he accepted the Republican National Convention's nomination for a second term, boosting his chances, says Doug Schoen, for re-election. Now, I know, because he said so on my show, Doug Schoen wants Biden to win. But he is acknowledging that Trump helped his own cause last night. He writes, the president's 70-minute speech was highly effective in the sense that he drew clear and arguably persuasive contrast between himself and former Vice President Joe Biden in many areas, including their broad-based visions for America, the economy, and law enforcement. Moreover, Trump's thematic attacks on Biden and the Democrats resonated as Trump presented the choice between himself and Biden as a choice between freedom versus socialism and optimism versus negativity. This election, and he quotes the speech, this election will decide whether we save the American dream or whether we allow a socialist agenda to demolish our cherished destiny, Trump said, later adding that this election will decide whether we will defend the American way of life or whether we allow a radical movement to completely dismantle and destroy it. Further, Trump's speech in the Republican convention as a whole made an effective economic case for his re-election, portraying Trump as being capable of leading the nation's economic recovery and restoring our financial markets to pre-coronavirus pandemic levels. This is notable given the Democratic National Convention remarkably lacked a cohesive economic message. Moreover, and this is crucial, the Republican Convention, writes Doug Schoen, also successfully underscored Trump's and the Republicans' core message that they are the party of law and order, a theme that was undeniably made more impactful by the current urban unrest in swing states such as Wisconsin, and by convention speakers who were crime victims. One of those convention speakers who was very moving was the widow of a black police captain in St. Louis who was shot by, quote, peaceful protesters. They're not always peaceful. And it's ridiculous to suggest that they are. In that regard, I think one of the most effective speeches, right up there with Tim Scott and Daniel Cameron, for the whole convention was last night, and it was from a guy named Pat Lynch. This is clip number 6, Jeremy. He is president of the Police Benevolent Association of New York City, and he looks like a tough cop out of Central Casting. Tough but sympathetic. And he talked about what's happening to our country right now. Listen.
In places where Democrats are in power, the radical left is getting exactly what they want, and our country is suffering for it. I've been a New York police officer for 36 years. I've spent 21 of those years protecting the cops who protect New Yorkers. I've never seen our streets go this bad so quickly. I've never heard from so many cops from every corner of the country who are saying the same thing. Our hands are tied. If we're going to turn the tide and restore law and order, we cannot fall into the left's trap. There is nobody who hates bad cops more than good cops. But that doesn't matter to the radical left. To them, we're all just bad because we're all just blue. Their anti-law enforcement campaign isn't about a single incident. It isn't the result of one bad law or one bad policy. It's about a message. The message is police officers are the enemy. The message is criminals have the right to resist arrest. The message is if you commit a crime, if you victimize the most vulnerable of people, the justice system will not hold you accountable. That's the message echoing through city halls and state houses across our country. It's playing on a loop in the media. The criminals have heard that message, and they're taking full advantage. We must stop that message. We must expose the left's lies about police officers and the job that we do. And we will do that because we have something that they don't. We have a real leader. We have a powerful voice in the most powerful office in our country. We have President Donald J. Trump.
That's about as effective a case as I've heard, period, for voting straight Republican ticket. He went on.
Unlike the Democrats who are running in fear of the mob in the street, President Trump has never apologized for supporting police officers and standing up for law and order. Unlike the Democrats who froze in the face of rioting and looting, President Trump matches his words with his actions. He gives law enforcement the support and the tools we need to go out there and put a stop to it, period. End of story. It has never been harder to be a police officer in this country, but there are two things that keep us going. We look at the victims, the vulnerable, the regular working people who count on us. We keep strapping on our duty belts and bullet-resistant vests because we know we can't let them down. And while we do that, we hear the words of our president, who says to police officers everywhere, I will never let you down. We know that he hasn't, and we know that he won't. We've been fortunate to have him in office these past 4 years, and we know that we cannot afford to lose him. When it comes to your safety, your family's safety, and the safety of all Americans, there's no other choice. You won't be safe in Joe Biden's America. We can have 4 more years of President Trump, or you can have no safety, no justice, and no peace.
I don't know who helped him write that, or it's very possible that I think it's Captain Lynch wrote that himself, but it's devastatingly good. And again, if we continue to have incidents, like listen to what it sounded like when Rand Paul was harassed by the mob as he left the White House grounds. And people are shouting at him in reference to Breonna Taylor. And he's actually spoken out on Breonna Taylor. She was killed in Louisville. And he's a senator from Kentucky. Listen, clip 8. there are some people who may be upset by holding an event on the White House grounds. And by the way, that event, which was criticized because the people were too close together, it also featured President Trump asking first responders to stand up to honor cops, to honor people who were working in border security. He asked people who were nurses and first responders to stand up, and some of the various people who had told their stories, like the widow of Captain David Dorn of the St. Louis Police Department. So then leaving the White House grounds, there are these, and they, you have to see the clip. I mean, you can understand why Rand Paul and his wife were genuinely scared. These people are out of control. And Kenosha is an example of what can go wrong in even a very decent American city. And not an American city with a long history of police abuse or of racial problems or anything of the kind. There's a little bit more information. They have actually pressed charges against that 17-year-old who, it turns out, Kyle Rittenhouse was a high school dropout who had wanted to join the Marine Corps and wasn't able to do that. Probably it relates to the fact that he didn't complete high school. But the idea that he is now being held on six very serious charges, two people dead, and continued unrest and violence in Kenosha and elsewhere across the country, this is a very, very clear political issue where the response by Joe Biden and Kamala Harris has been lacking. We'll play you some of that coming up on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. Okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
These videos go viral. The video of Rand Paul, the junior senator from Kentucky, getting mobbed and attacked. And as he says, if the police weren't there to protect him, he might have been killed. That video, there are videos of people in restaurants just minding their out of doors because it's problematic going indoors in restaurants right now. But in table out of doors on the sidewalk in Washington, D.C., being basically assaulted by demonstrators who are demanding that they say something about Black Lives Matter. And there are other demonstrators who are going to homes in the middle of the night. That just happened in Seattle last night. That's just an unbelievable situation. And Senator Paul was on Fox and Friends, and he was talking about coming out of the White House, and what he saw was more disturbing than any fireworks display on the Washington Monument, which, of course, the Republicans had arranged. This is how he described it. Listen.
This also isn't normal. There's something going on here. This is like the FBI needs to be involved.
What do you mean something's going on? You've got a feeling. Tell us what you think.
My feeling is that there is interstate criminal traffic being paid for across state lines, but you won't know it unless you arrest them. Otherwise, you just think, oh, these are the, you know, some normal hoodlums from a big city. I promise you that at least some of the members and the people who attacked us were not from D.C. They flew here in a plane. They've all got fresh new clothes, and they were paid to be here. It is a crime to do that, and it needs to be traced. The FBI needs to investigate, but the only way you can do it is you have to arrest people. And usually we say, oh, well, you didn't get hurt, so we're not going to arrest them. They were inciting a riot, and they would have killed us had the police not been there. They all need to be arrested, and I'm not saying forever, but they need to be arrested, questioned. They need to say, where are you staying? And the bills need to be subpoenaed by a judge to say, who paid for your bill? How did you get here on a plane and staying in a fancy hotel, and yet you're acting like a criminal? Something's going on here, and it's much bigger than people think.
Okay, I don't know. If Senator Paul believes that these people were paid to assault him, basically, that the demonstrators in Washington were paid, it seems to me that a lot of these people, I mean, they're homeless people who participate in this kind of thing all the time. But what he's saying is people staying at fancy hotels and nice clothes, okay, there ought to be an investigation. The irony, of course, is they were attacking him because he hadn't done anything about Breonna Taylor. He had actually introduced into the Senate a Breonna Taylor Act, which would outlaw warrantless searches that he is very opposed to and has been opposed to for years. So Senator Paul went on to say this about his own commitment to police reform.
But the bottom line is we can't let the United States become Portland, and that's what my fear is, that the United States is going to be on fire if we have no police. And look, I've been for reform. I've authored 22 criminal justice reforms. They were yelling at me, we're not going to let you go alive unless you'll say out loud you're for criminal justice reform. And I'm like, you idiot, you are so dense that you have no idea that I've been a leading advocate for criminal justice reform with President Obama, with President Trump, and you're going to try to kill me, and I've been trying to help the problems. And so this is what's sad, but it's such lawlessness. If we have this kind of lawlessness, I would say people are going to get killed. People have been killed. You know, the former police chief, his story was so sorrowful to listen to his wife last night that was killed in St. Louis. Yeah. You know, the little girl, Sakoria Turner, 8 years old, was shot in the middle of the day in Atlanta because they took a wrong turn. But the police, they had let the mob take over a street corner armed. We can't let our cities be taken over by these marauders and thugs.
By the way, New York Post headline, Seattle-based activists arrested in Kenosha, Wisconsin after filling up gas cans. What were they filling up the gas cans for? Unclear whether they had cars. And yes, it is an interesting question. How do these, it's difficult to travel right now. How do the Seattle-based activists get to Kenosha? And they're just trying to calm the waters, are they? Calm things down? This is truly, truly outrageous stuff. And Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are going to have to do a lot more than just the tepid, we don't approve of violence. But peaceful demonstrations are necessary, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This is ridiculous. Last night, demonstrators in Seattle showed up at the president of the Police Officers Guild and Seattle Police Officers Guild, a SPOG. Mike Solon has been a guest on this show recently. And they came to his home in the middle of the night, and they sounded like this. Listen.
Oh, my!
Wake up! It's time to wake up, Mike!
This is unbelievable. The mob, there's more audio. There was a guy filming who was very proud of what the demonstrators are doing. Listen.
Well, hi, everybody. We're in, we're outside Mike Solon's house.
Yeah.
President of the Seattle Police Officers Guild. We have some snowflakes in the comments. Precious little snowflakes. I would suspect that Mike is in his bunker on the phone right now with Donald Trump going, okay, you were in the bunker. What do I do?
Okay. If this kind of thing doesn't push you away from, at least the Democrats who are running the city of Seattle, for God's sake, what is it going to take? And I was wondering also, you heard Rand Paul say, we don't want America to turn into Portland. The people in Portland, I am 100% sure, don't want this transformation of their city that has occurred in the last 3 months. It's appalling. I put down Portland a lot because there's kind of a Seattle-Portland rivalry, right? But Portland's a great city. It's a beautiful city. It's always has been in the past rated one of America's most livable cities. And look what they are doing to it. It's sickening. And it is so obvious. Jeremy Steiner, Pride of Hillsdale College, makes another profound observation. I got to be fair here. And I've got to also condemn all those demonstrators who were yelling at Democrats during their convention. If they were there in Delaware and it was appalling, all those right-wing protesters, pro-Trump protesters who were trying to disrupt the convention. Remember that? You don't remember it because it didn't happen. Because there is a difference here. And I am proud to say that, look, the idea of going to someone's home because he's a left-winger. Remember they did this. They assaulted Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, and his wife, Elaine Cho, who is a cabinet secretary in the Trump administration. They're leaving a restaurant. They assaulted Sarah Huckabee Sanders when she was White House press secretary. She was trying to sit down for a meal in Lexington, Virginia. She happens to be one of the most beautiful towns in the country. And they assaulted her. I mean, basically, oh, you can't eat here. You have to get... what is wrong with these people? And I don't know how we take this poison out of the system of the body politic. We're going to talk to George Will about what to do. We're going to talk to Peter Robinson, former speechwriter to President Reagan, about what to do. I mean, how much it would be great to recall, maybe, the era of Reagan. And yes, he had all kinds of bitter opponents and they condemned him, but not this. And not in the midst of a pandemic. How do we come out the other end? I mean, other than the election, that's part of it. But let's hope that election actually all goes fairly and smoothly. We will talk about more and more of the reaction to the Republican convention and Trump's big speech, all coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Can't get a Wi-Fi signal where you want it? There's a new solution out there from Sea Crane. It extends your Wi-Fi range up to half a mile away. Wi-Fi is super important, but the Wi-Fi signal doesn't travel very far. Sea Crane has a new solution called the CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System. It provides a new reliable Wi-Fi to half a mile away, and it works with all Wi-Fi devices and saves you the cost of a new internet service. The CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System provides basic internet service for surfing the web, making Skype calls, watching standard quality video on TV, and most important, streaming audio from CRN Talk Radio. You must have a line of sight view between the CC Vector and your host router. Best of all, you have Sea Crane's friendly crew to help you set it up. Check it out, the CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System at seacrane.com/booster. That's seacrane.com/booster or call 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.